You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Diane Cannon's new book isn't just about the fantasy of being married to Cary Grant, although it is about that a bit. It's mostly about the reality of being married to Cary Grant. Dear Cary, My Life with Cary Grant is both a chronicle of the wonderful and romantic years they spent together, as well as a cautionary tale about the pitfalls all married couples must navigate when a relationship begins to threaten the well-being of its members. It's published by It Books, and I'm very pleased that it brings Diane Cannon back to our show today. Hello. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Leonard, and you.
How often have you been offered book deals to tell all about your relationship with Cary Grant?
Well, years ago, offered windfalls of money to do a kiss and tell. But this isn't a bashing a Cary Grant book, Leonard. This is not that at all. As a matter of fact, my goal in writing this book was to have you love him more after you read the book than less, because you would understand his heart and what led him to lead the kind of life he did, how he became Cary Grant, how Archie Leach, which was his real name, stayed with him most of his life because of the demons he had to deal with from his childhood. So,
but people will be surprised by some of the things you reveal here, and they might even be upset. It paints a different picture than the one we got from your daughter Jennifer's recent memoir. Did you talk to her about the marriage when she was writing her book?
No. When she was writing her book, I didn't talk about anything. She knew almost everything that was in my book. Uh-huh. and liked the book very much.
Unlike most actors, she seemed a bit reluctant to move to Los Angeles. So how did you wind up living there?
Well, I wound up, because I was in Phoenix, I was engaged and became engaged to a man that lived there. That's how I wound up there.
Mm-hmm. You'd also lived in Rome for a while?
I lived in Rome. I loved Rome. Came back because Cary Grant had called to meet me, and I said no. I was loving Rome, but couldn't make a living there. And when my money ran out, I came back.
You hadn't yet committed yourself completely to acting?
Yes.
So when you moved to L.A., is that when you made that kind of commitment?
No, when I moved to L.A., I worked in a designer's showroom. And one day while I was at lunch, a man came to me and asked me if I was an actress, and I was with three of my girlfriends, and I nudged them and said, yes, I am. He said, what have you done? And I named every play I'd ever seen. He said, you're too young for those. I said, well, I do character parts. I do whatever. He said, well, I want to take you to meet Jerry Wald because I think you have star quality, and I think we should get you a screen test. I said, okay. So I went to my boss, Oscar Levinson, who was one of the kindest men that have ever lived, and said, I'm quitting. He said, why? I said, because they're going to give me a screen test. He said, whoa, this is Hollywood. Keep your job. If you want a day off, I'll give you that. And lo and behold, I did get a screen test.
And you got acting parts as a result.
And I got acting parts as a result.
This is kind of like the soda fountain at the drugstore kind
That's
of story,
right.
Only a later version of that.
That's right.
Well, how did you meet Cary Grant?
Well, as I said, I was in Rome. My agent called and said he wants to meet you.
Why?
He wanted me for a part in a movie. I said, is he going to pay my way back? They said, no. I said, then I'm not coming back. And by the way, sell my Thunderbird, because I'm never going to leave Rome. It was such an amazing time to be there, Leonard. The city was alive with ideas shared by busboys and ambassadors and artists, and I loved the creativity of it. But when my money ran out, I had to go home. And my agent, when I was on the Universal lot one day, said, oh, by the way, we're going to go meet Cary Grant after this meeting. I said, oh, by the way? Up close, it seemed a little more formidable than it did in Rome.
And, because Cary Grant, we all had an image of Cary Grant in our heads. He
right.
was just about the most charming man that ever made movies. Some people say he's the greatest movie actor that ever was, because
yes.
he just had this incredible love affair with the camera.
He did indeed. Yeah, and he was and is and was the greatest. Nobody can touch him.
So you're really meeting somebody who you have a strong sense of, but isn't necessarily the person you have, that you've created that image of.
Yes. Well, I think all of us had a fantasy of Cary Grant. All of us. Smooth, beautiful, gorgeous, handsome, romantic.
And was he?
And he was. Yes, he was all that and more. All that and more. We had we had a romance that rivals any romance I've ever heard of.
Well, how long after you met him did it turn into a romance?
He pursued me for 3 or 4 months. I had had a relationship in Rome that had turned out to be a deceitful one, and I was wary. And he was older than my father. There was a big age difference.
How many years?
33, 34 years. Hmm. And my father and mother, he was older than my father, said, don't go there. He's been married 3 times. My family and I were very close.
And your family's rather straight-laced.
Yes, very straight-laced, to say the least. And Carrie would call me every morning to, after making excuses, I finally met him for lunch one day at the lot. And that next morning, and it was a 4-hour lunch, and he didn't mention a part.
So forgive me for asking this, but why do you think he was pursuing you so hotly? After all, Cary Grant could have had an awful lot of women.
You know, I've asked myself that question, Leonard, and I think part of it was because I was nice-looking, but I was no big deal. There were a lot of gorgeous women in town. I think part of the reason was because I was saying no. And it wasn't a game. Many women do that in order to allure a man. You know, they want what they have to work for. But my girlfriends are saying, okay, give them our number. We'll go. But I said, something in me said, don't go there.
Well, there were all those rumors about him. Were you concerned about that? The drugs and that he might be bisexual?
Well, I wasn't really aware of the bisexual rumors then. I heard about LSD. Another young man that was pursuing me at the time fed me articles about that.
So this was an open secret in Hollywood that Cary Grant liked to drop acid?
Yes. Well, he had written a series of articles for Ladies' Home Journal about that. He wrote a series of articles about how he had taken 100 sessions, and he felt it was the gateway to God. He wasn't using it as a, ooh, let's go have a party. He was using it to find peace.
And was he using it while he was acting, or were these in...
He was using it all through those years, yes. Yes.
Would he ever show up on a set?
No. That was something he did at home. He had started with Betsy Drake, who was his wife before I was. And when our marriage started to go south, he wanted me to use it because he felt it would help save the marriage.
It would open you up to all sorts of things.
Yes.
That he felt you were a little closed off about.
Yes. And I said, I don't know what kind of ad that is, because you and Betsy used it and got a divorce. So how is it going to be better for us? Well, we had a daughter at that point. He said he trusted me more than he'd ever trusted any woman in his life to have a child with. That's a big commitment, and that's a lot of trust.
He'd also married you, even though he was reluctant to marry.
Indeed. Absolutely. So that's one of the big messages of the book. When you're with someone... And as women, we're taught to nurture and to love and to take care of. But when you go against something inside yourself that's saying, don't do this, and you do it, that's death to the relationship, to your soul, to the whole kit and caboodle.
You also came out of an odd family. Your mother was an observant Jew and your father was a born-again Christian. That had to be confusing.
Well, it was. It turned out to be confusing. My mother, when they married, was Jewish. My dad was God who? He was, but then his 10 brothers found religion, and Daddy converted, and he became as passionate about his Christianity as my mother was about her Judaism.
My guest is Diane Cannon, who has written a book called Dear Cary, My Life with Cary Grant. It's published by It Books. So you're going out with Cary Grant, and your career is taking off. That often means that you can't be together as much as you would like. It what broke up Mia Farrow and Frank Sinatra, ultimately.
Right.
Was this a problem?
He didn't want me to work anymore, so I stopped. I didn't stop before we got married. I didn't know until we got married that he wanted me to stop working. That was a secret, because I was on the road, and he would come in. I was touring with How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Cary would come to all the different cities to visit me. But then once he asked me to marry him, and once he married me, he said, I really want you at home. I don't want you working. So I stopped. That was difficult, because I've always wanted to be an actress. But I wanted him to be happy more than I wanted anything in life.
Couldn't you have made a movie together?
Well, in the very end, he came to me with that. But that was when it was over.
But by then, he had kind of retired from acting anyway, hadn't he?
Well, no. He did Walk, Don't Run, but said he would come out of retirement to do that movie with me. It was called The Old Man and Me.
Uh-huh, and it never happened.
No.
Did living in the spotlight all the time trouble him? I mean, he could. Some people can put on dark glasses and a hat
right.
and get away with it.
Not him.
I don't think Cary Grant could.
No. I think that's one of the reasons we spent so much time at home. It was a safe place to be, and he didn't have to put on anything and be that presence.
And he could be Archie
Leach.
He
could just be who he was, yeah. And who he was, believe me. If you think he radiated charm on the screen, off the screen, multiply it by a billion.
You say that both you and Cary were seekers and that that was one of the most powerful traits you shared. What did that mean to you at the time, that to be a seeker? And what were you seeking?
Well, you hit on it, Leonard, when you said it must have been very confusing to have had your mother be as passionate a Jew as my father was a Christian. The only fights in the house were always about religion, and I was seeking the truth about that. I was seeking a higher truth. I thought there must be a God who loves everyone, no matter what we call ourselves. And Cary, in our very first talk, told me that that subject, God, interested him more than any other. So I thought, oh, my goodness.
And where
we can
did he
explore
stand
this
on
together. I beg your pardon?
Where did he stand on it?
Well,
was he a religious person?
No, not in the least. He was baptized Episcopalian in the Episcopalian Church, wanted that for our daughter, and I said, I can't do that. I've got to let her explore and find her own way, choose her own way.
You write that although your women friends, quote, carried on about how dazzling, wonderful, thrilling, and romantic my marriage surely was, I felt like I was listening to a fairy tale about a white knight and one lucky damsel, but a fairy tale that had nothing to do with me. My marriage wasn't any more or less a fairy tale than theirs were. It just seemed to be.
That's exactly right, because of the fantasy. I was greatly to blame.
Because you were protecting the image? You
well,
didn't say
just,
to people, you know, hey, wait a minute, you know, we have problems too?
Not just that, but I expected him to be Cary Grant, I think, you know, and to make me happy. But it was a Pygmalion type thing, Leonard. He, you know, changed the way I dressed and, more importantly, the way I thought. So I gave up my thought process to accommodate his.
And then you were taking LSD. Did you have good experiences with it?
No, I had a breakdown from it.
So you had a mental breakdown, emotional breakdown. He kind of said to you, okay, go do it. He gave you permission to have a breakdown, or was he dismissing you?
I think when he said that, he didn't really mean it. I think I was upset when I said it, and he was upset when he heard it. I don't think he ever really wished for me to have a breakdown. But I did do LSD when I knew I shouldn't. And so he didn't force me, but I said yes. Let's put it that way. Takes two.
Did you go to, you were close to your parents?
Very.
Did you consult them?
About the LSD?
About everything, about the problems you were having.
At a certain point, my father found out I was taking LSD from my agent, Addie, who I was just with the other night. She told him about it, and my dad flew to L.A. immediately. And that was quite a scene.
In her memoir about Cary, your daughter Jennifer wrote that although she was born when he was 62, quote, he was astoundingly never an old man.
Never. Never an old man.
Do you ever wonder what it might have been like if you had met at the same point in your lives and careers? And if he had been a lot younger and not famous at that point?
No, I've never ever thought about that. What I have thought about is how I wished I could have loved him then, like I've learned to love now, and I think it might have helped and changed things. And
but he left the marriage.
He was the first one that asked for a divorce, and when I said yes, then he didn't want it. Yeah.
Sounds to me like Cary Grant was always the one who wanted to convince you to go out with him when you were trying to, when you were turning him down, and then the same thing with the divorce. Divorce is often a test that first, maybe we should get a divorce.
Maybe.
And you failed the test as far as he was concerned.
I failed the test, yes.
Do you regret that, or do you wish you would try to keep the marriage going longer?
Oh, I did. Oh, I tried and tried and tried and tried. I don't want to ruin the ride for people that read the book about the last time we were together and what happened, but I tried with... Listen, I took LSD. That was really trying because I knew I shouldn't take it. I really knew I shouldn't.
So, your career afterward, you have continued acting, you directed, you produced.
Right.
But can you ever escape the Cary Grant connection?
Well...
Do you want to?
There's no reason to escape it. It was the romance of my life. I learned wonderful things with Cary. He was an extraordinary man. I'm grateful for the time we spent together.
Diane Cannon is an award-winning film and television actress, a director, a screenwriter, an editor, producer, and now a memoirist. She's written Dear Cary, My Life with Cary Grant. It is published by It Books. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Leonard. I've enjoyed it. Nice to see you again.